Hallelujah. May peace be with all of the brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah. 愿平安与各位同在。
This morning, we would like to continue the series of character study about Mary, the mother of Jesus.
今天我们要继续来查考跟主耶稣的妈妈玛利亚的有关的事情。
We use the theme called a highly favored one because according to the Bible, Mary is a highly favored one in God's eyes.
我们今天要再来讲蒙大恩的女子第二讲，因为玛利亚在圣经当中被称为是蒙大恩的女子。
Why she was called a woman of highly favored?
为什么圣经会说她是蒙大恩的呢？
Last night we talked about that because she magnifies the Lord all the time.
昨天晚上我们提到，因为她尊主为大。
Because in the beginning she may have her own ideas, she may have her own opinions.
一开始她可能有自己的想法、自己的意见。
Maybe she lived a very self-centered life before.
可能是他只是为自己活着。
However, when the angels came to her,
当天使来拜访她的时候
，deliver her the news that she's going to give birth, even though she is a virgin.
告诉她她要以童女的身体怀孕。
Even though she will face a lot of ridicules, mockery, or hardship.
虽然她会被人嘲笑，还会经过许多的困难。
However, at the end, she decided she just let it be and let God decide.
最后，玛利亚决定。把主权交在神的手里，让神决定。
When she magnifies the Lord, all the other problem will diminish.
当我们尊主为大的时候，其他的问题都不重要了。
When we let God take control, we will have less things to worry.
我们让神来主宰我们的生命，我们就不用这么担心。
Today we talk about part two. We want to focus on the second sentence that she said.
今天第二讲我们要来说，玛利亚说的第二句话。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 2.
我们来看路加福音。第二章
Luke chapter 1 verse 47.
路加福音第一章第四十七节。
47.
我灵以神我的救主为乐。
Here Mary said, after she said that she'll magnify the Lord, she said that my spirit rejoices in God my Savior.
玛利亚说完第一句我心尊主为大之后，她说我的灵以我的神救主为乐。
Let's talk about that. Mention about the second point about the growth of our faith.
这里提到我们信仰进步的第二个阶段。
What is the growth of our faith?
我们信仰进步是什么样
？When we were very immature, we always focus on ourselves.
当我们还很幼稚的时候，我们只能想到自己。
Our joy comes from ourselves.
我们的喜乐从我们自己而来。
Just like a child when he was a baby, she was a baby, and then.All the time she play and then she get happy, she get toys and she's happy.
就像如果是您看一个婴儿，他得到玩具，他就很高兴。
But when it's taken away from her, she'll be angry, she'll be mad.
那如果把玩具拿走，他就很伤心。
Because her joy focus on herself.
因为他的喜悦是专注在自己的身上。
However, when a person is mature,
当一个人成熟以后
，it's not like that.
就不是这样子了。
The joy should be more focused on others.
那我们的喜悦就是从别人那边而来。
When you help other people, you find out that you are happy.
我们帮助别人，我们就得到快乐。
Now, during the faith, when the faith have to grow,
那我们在信仰进步的过程中
，we have to rejoice in God. Our joys come from God, not come from focusing ourselves.
我们的喜乐应该是从神而来，不是从我们自己。
So, how did she do that?
那玛利亚是怎么做到的呢
？We share a few points.
我们今天跟大家分享几点。
The first point.
第一点
，submission brings full joy to Mary.
他对神的顺服带给他无限的快乐。
Let's read again verse 47. She said, "My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior."
我们再看一次四十七节，我灵以神我的救主为乐。
Under what circumstances she said that?
他是在什么样的情况下说这句话呢
？Is Because of Elizabeth, her relative told her that you are blessed one. You know, you God has chosen you to be the mother of the Savior.
因为伊丽莎白就是玛利亚的亲戚，跟她说你是有福的，神拣选了你。
So she decided, I'm going to submit to God's arrangement.
玛利亚就说我要尊重神，我要顺服神的决定。
Now before she made the decision, she was not very happy.
其实他这么决定之前，他不太开心。
She was very troubled.
玛利亚其实心里非常愁烦。
Because she was only a young lady and she's not married, and how could she be pregnant and bear a child?
因为玛利亚当时还没有结婚，是个童女，怎么能够就这样怀孕
？How will that bring the pressure, the social pressure on her in front of her relatives and friends and everyone?
这会带给她很多社会上的压力。
And how can she survive?
她要怎么样活下去
？She didn't know what happened next day.
她不知道明天会如何。
But when Elizabeth encouraged her.
但是当伊丽莎白鼓励她。
When she decided she's going to submit.
玛利亚决定顺服的时候。
And then it brings so much joy to her.
这带给她内心非常多的快乐。
That comes from verse 46. When she decided, I magnify the Lord, then she said, my spirit rejoices in God.
就像第46、47节这里说，我心尊主为大，我的灵以神我的救主为乐。
Brother, sister, sometimes we find out why we don't have joy.
各位弟兄姐妹，我们有的时候没有办法得到喜乐。
Why?
为什么呢
？Let's think about this reason. We have everything. We have God. We have Holy Spirit. We have the Bible. We have God's will, but we don't have joy.
我们来想想看，为什么我们有神，我们也有圣灵，为什么我们得不到这个喜乐
？Because we constantly is having a lot of struggle in our heart.
因为其实我们心里常常不断的挣扎。
We know what is right, but we don't want to follow it.
我们知道什么是对的，但是我们不愿意这么做。
We know what is good, but we don't want to do it.
我们知道什么是好的，但是却做不出来。
We know what is God's will, but we also have our will.
我们知道神的旨意是什么，但是我们自己也有自己的想法。
So we are constantly being back and forth, so having so much struggle in the heart.
所以我们常常在心里前前后后的不断挣扎。
When you have struggle in your heart, how could you have joy?
我们心里有挣扎，怎么能得到喜乐呢
？That's why sometimes we are suffering, even though other people don't know it.
所以我们在心里受苦，其他人看不出来。
Not because we don't know the truth, but because we do not follow it.
不是我们不知道真理，而是我们没办法顺服他。
But Mary decided, you know what? I'm just going to submit to God.
但是玛利亚这里决定了，我就要顺从神。
Now, being submissive is not the same as being subdued.
其实，顺从神不是勉强，不是屈服。
不是屈服啊。What does it mean subdued?
什么叫做屈服
？You look at, you know.And a policeman have to catch a thief, and then using the martial art or anything to subdue the person. He's just lying on the ground, cannot move.
我们有看过警察抓到坏人的时候，把他压在地上。
Does the thief or the suspect submit to the police? No.
所以这个小偷是顺服这个警察吗？不是的。
He cannot move just because he is being put or pushed on the ground or being subdued. But it's not because he's willingly stop.
这个犯人他被压在地上不能动弹，不是因为他顺服，而是他屈服在警察的武力之下。
Whenever he has chance, he'll try to release the bondage or try to run away.
一有机会，我相信这个小偷绝对会想要逃走。
Because he doesn't like to be subdued, doesn't like to be submit to the authority.
因为他不愿意屈服在这个警察之下。
And when you struggle, actually, it is the point that you hurt yourself more.
其实我们在挣扎的时候，都是伤到我们自己。
Some people are maybe subdued by God, but they are not truly submissive.
有些人可能对神屈服，但是其实心里不顺服。
Yeah, I know. You know, if I don't come to Sabbath day, you'll be angry, right? You'll punish me, so I have to come.
我们知道，如果我们不来守安息日，神会生气，所以我不得不来。
If I don't do that, you'll be angry at me.
我如果不这么做，神就会生气。
So, okay, I'll do it just because, you know, you want me to do it or I have to do it.
所以我只好做啦，因为不得这样子。
But this is not truly submissive.
这不是真正的顺服。
Submissiveness is having joy inside.
顺服是乐意去做的。
Submissiveness means that you totally understand what you're doing.
顺服是我们了解我们自己在做什么。
You know you have the best master in the whole world.
我们知道我们有世界上最棒的主。
He will take care of you everything.
他会照顾我们生活所需。
You know, in Canada, I look at how people raise their pets, like a dog or a cat. You know, compared to in Africa, it's really a total different story.
我们在加拿大有很多人在家里养宠物。我们养宠物的方法跟非洲人养宠物是不太一样的。
No, in the people in Africa or poor country, when they raise the pet, they don't have food. They just let them running around, and they're dirty. They have sickness.
在非洲，人家养宠物，不够粮食给他们吃，随便他们乱跑，全身脏兮兮的。
And they're so skinny.
而且很瘦。
And whatever the master or the family left over food, just throw it to them, and they're just fighting for that.
家里吃不完的食物才丢给他们，然后他们还要抢着吃。
Now even see that some people using domestic, you know, the rod or to beat up the animals.
有些主人还会拿棒子打他们家里的动物。
Look at Canada, how we treat the animals.
那我们看看我们加拿大是怎么养宠物的。
We really treat them like babies.
我们把他们当孩子来养。
Not only they are vet doctor to take care of the health.
我们带他们去看最好的宠物医生。
I was told that they even have dentists for the animals.
还有看牙医。
Even have a cosmetic or surgery.
还有替他们做外科手术、做整形手术。
Even have a hotel for them.
还能带他们去住动物旅馆。
Hairstylists. Hairstylists, right?
哦，还替他们剪毛。
Wow, everything human enjoy, the animal enjoy the same thing.
我们人享受了什么，动物也享受什么。
Why? Because the master here, the owner here, loved them so much.
因为这边的宠物主人非常爱他们的动物。
I think in Canada, really, a lot of pet owners treat the animal like they treat themselves, or even better than treat themselves.
这边的主人是对宠物比对自己还好。
So it's so blessed to be an animal here, to be a pet here in Canada.
所以在加拿大当宠物实在是一件很幸福的事情。
Especially you have a master or owner who loves the animal so much.
尤其是又碰到这种对宠物超级好的主人。
Now we are more than an animal to God.
那我们在神的眼中比动物还重要。
We are His precious child.
我们是神至宝的孩子。
The most precious one.
是最重要的宝贝。
Now He wants us to submit to Him and not being subdued.
神要我们顺服他，而不是屈服于他。
He wants us to be happily follow Him and not being forced to follow Him.
神要我们甘心乐意的追随他，不是勉强。
And if you do this, you'll be so happy because you have nothing to worry in your life.
如果我们这么做，心里会得到无限的满足，因为我们不用担心生活上什么事情。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 19, verse 5.
我们来看出埃及记。
Exodus chapter 19, verse 5.
第十九章第五节。
19:5.
出埃及记19章第5节，如今你们若实在听从我的话。 遵守我的约，就要在万民中做属我的子民，因为全地都是我的。
Here God has told His people about a promise.
这里神给他的选民一个约定。
During when they were in the wilderness, even before they were given the Ten Commandments, God told them this.
他们在旷野地还没有得到十诫之前，神就跟他们这么说了。
God told them, if you will obey My voice.
神说，如果你听从我的话，
then you shall be a special treasure to me.
那你就是在我心中的至宝。
In Chinese, you don't see this, right? But I highlight the red one. You shall be a special treasure, 宝贝, right? Direct translate.
神说，你们就是我的宝贝。
You know, some parents after they give birth, they call their child, the baby, like 宝贝, mean oh precious one or my treasure.
很多父母都叫自己的孩子是宝贝。They
hold them whole day, you know, kiss them, wash them, and then talk to them.
整天抱着自己的孩子，亲亲他们，然后跟他们讲话。And
you know, the parent works so hard. Whatever they accumulate, the wealth in the future will pass on to them too.
我们当父母的都努力工作，存积的财宝有一天就是给孩子。Because
in the whole world, there's nothing. No one can compare your children to than other people.
在这个世界上，没有人比得上自己的孩子。
Because your children are the most precious one to you.
因为我们的孩子都是自己的宝贝。
Even the people give you the whole world to exchange your child, you say no.
有人如果愿意给我们全世界，要换我们的孩子，我们绝对是说不行。
Right. If somebody pay you like 10 million Canadian dollar to exchange your daughter, right? Do you say yes or no? Of course no, you go away.
有人给我们1000万说，你的孩子给我吧，我给你这些钱，那我们一定是说不可以。
But God said here, how can you be my precious one?
神这边告诉我们，我们要怎么做神的宝贝。
If you obey my voice，
就是我们要听从神的话。
And then you'll be my treasure.
那我们就是神的宝贝了。
Now, brother and sister, do you want to be God's treasure?
我们有没有想要当神的宝贝呢？
You are not God's lapdog or servant.
我们不是神的仆人，也不是神膝上的狗。
We could be His treasure's possession.
我们可以作为神的宝贝。
So if you learn from Mary, like from her heart, she's totally happily obey God.
我们看到玛利亚就是从内心顺服神。
And this is so she become the treasure of God.
所以她就变成神的宝贝了。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 41 verse 10.
我们来看以赛亚书第41章第10节。
Isaiah 41 verse 10.
以赛亚书41章第10节，你不要害怕，因为我与你同在。 不要惊慌，因为我是你的神，我必坚固你，我必帮助你，我必用我公义的右手扶持你。
He tells us what is why? Why is the reason that submission brings joy?
这里就告诉我们，为什么顺服能够带给我们喜乐。
Because when you are submitting, obeying the Almighty God who loves us so much.
因为当我们顺服这全知全能的神。
There's nothing in your life that you worry about anymore.
我们就不需要对生命里面的任何事情担心了。
I still remember when I was very small, very little, my parents bring me for hiking.
我还记得当我小时候，我父母带我去爬山。
Of course, I was little. I didn't have much strength.
我很小，所以其实没什么力气。
So whenever I'm tired and I cannot walk anymore,
当我走得很累，没办法继续走下去的时候，
my parents would just carry me and okay, I'll finish the journey. I'll just carry you.
我的父母就把我抱起来，背起来，带着我一起走。
At the time, my parents are still young. They can still do that.
那时候我父母还很年轻，他们还背得动我。
When I'm thirsty, I'm sure they'll bring the water and let me drink.
我口渴的时候，他们就拿出水来给我喝。
When I'm hungry, they'll bring the biscuit and try to feed me.
我肚子饿的时候，他们就拿出饼干给我吃。
If I fall down, hurt myself, my parents will comfort me and say, "No, don't worry. Well, you'll be all right."
我跌倒的时候，我父母就来把我扶起来，安慰我。
I'm sure this is not only my experience, but everyone's experience.
这一定不是只有我才这样经历过，一定大家小时候都是这样子。
When you're little, when you were little, how your parents strengthen you, help you, uphold you when you cannot carry on.
我们要想一想，我们小时候父母是怎么样照顾、支持我们的。
But your parents may be not around anymore.
我们的父母可能现在已经不在了。
Or maybe they are too old to do that anymore.
或者是他们已经老了。
But your Father in heaven never get old, never will disappear from you.
但是我们要记得，我们在天上的父永远都不会老。So
that's why here said, "Do not fear, I am with you," God said.
所以神这里说，不要惊慌，因为我跟你同在。
I'll strengthen you.
我必坚固你。
I'll help you.
我必帮助你。
And I'll uphold you.
我必扶持你。
So that's why if you submit to Him, brother and sister.
所以如果我们顺服神，
submission will bring joy.
我们就能得到真正的喜乐。Because
we can totally entrust our hearts to Him.
因为我们可以全心全意依靠神。So
are you willing to do that, brother and sister?
我们愿意这么做吗？
From now on, don't struggle with God.
我们现在开始不要再挣扎了。
Don't bargain with Him.
不要跟神斗法。
Don't ask God, why? Why you want this and from me?
不要一直问神为什么。
Don't ask God, why there's so many regulations or commandments?
为什么你给我这么多的规定？
Why then? Why you don't let me alone so that I can go outside to be the same as other people?
为什么你不能就让我自己当我自己？
You know, sometimes when we grew up in the church, especially your second, third generation, we have this kind of wrong thinking.
有时候我们从小在教会里长大，尤其是第二代、第三代，我们会有这种想法。
I don't know whether you have this, right?
大家有这样的想法吗？
Why couldn't God leave me alone?
为什么神不能就让我做我自己呢？
Why couldn't I be just anyone outside?
为什么我不能像外面的人一样呢？
Enjoying so much freedom, doing whatever they want, having so much fun.
享受自由，想做什么就做什么。
Why I'm born a Christian?
为什么我生下来就要当基督徒？
Why I'm born in the church?
为什么我要生在教会里？
But one day when you grow up,
有一天我们长大了，
when you experience the other side of the world is not as good as you think,
我们出去经历了这个世界，发现其实不是我们想的那么好。
When you come back,
让我们就回到教会，
you regret that. I should have listened.
我们就会非常后悔，说我们当初应该是要听话的。
Why I left God and suffered so much?
为什么我要离开神，出去外面受这么多苦？
So follow God will bring you joy.
所以跟从神，顺从神会得到喜悦。
Second point.
第二点，
understanding God's will bring you joy.
了解神的旨意会给我们带来喜乐。
After you submit to God, you start to understand.
我们顺服神以后，我们就开始了解神的旨意。
Look at Mary.
我们来看玛利亚。
At the beginning, she didn't understand God's will that much.
一开始她其实不太了解神的旨意是什么。
She didn't even understand why it has to be her and why it has to be a virgin to give birth.
她不了解神为什么选她这么一个童女来怀孕。
But even though she didn't understand, but she chose to just submit, just follow.
虽然她不了解，但是她选择了顺服，选择了遵从神的旨意。
Let's turn to John chapter 13, verse 7.
我们来看约翰福音13章第7节。
John chapter 13, verse 7.
约翰福音13章第7节，耶稣回答说：“我所做的，你如今不知道，后来必明白。”
Here is when Jesus was washing the feet of the disciple.
这里主耶稣是在替门徒洗脚。
Jesus was telling Peter that I'm going to wash your feet.
主耶稣跟彼得说：“我要来洗你的脚。”
But Peter tried to refuse.
彼得就拒绝了。
Peter asked Jesus, "Are you going to do this?"
彼得说：“主啊，你洗我的脚吗？”
But Jesus said, "What I'm doing, you don't understand now."
主耶稣就回答他：“我所做的，你如今不知道。”
But afterward, you will understand.
后来必明白。
Wow, this is very profound.
这个其实是很深奥的。
Sometimes we think that we have to understand everything before I can accept and follow God.
有时候我们会觉得我们需要全盘了解所有的事情， right? 我们才能够接受神的旨意。
Right? Show me the reason.
告诉我你的理由吧。
Especially in Canada, the children were taught, right, that you have to be able to reason even with a teacher.
在加拿大，我们受的教育就是说，我们能够跟人商量，还可以跟老师商量。
Not even 商量, right? Reason, 跟他理论。
可以跟别人理论。
In Asia, the education you just do what you are told to do.
在亚洲，我们的教育不太一样，就是无论老师说什么，就是要听话。
Here, you are told you can always reason, argue, question.
这里还教我们可以跟别人辩论吵架。Because
everyone have a rational mind.
因为我们大家的理由都很充足。Of
course, it's not bad to try to understand the reason first and then before you do it.
是的, 先了解理由再做没有什么问题。
However, spiritually speaking, especially God's instruction or God's way, sometimes you don't understand fully.
但是在属灵上, 有的时候我们一开始是没有办法明白神的旨意的。
If you insist, I must understand every single thing, all the reason, 100% so sure, before you can accept it or believe it, then maybe you never believe it.
所以如果我们永远都是说我们需要全盘了解才能够接受神的旨意, 那就没办法走下去了。
So that's why Jesus said, what I'm doing now, you don't understand.
所以主耶稣这里说, 我现在做的你如今不知道。
But afterwards, you will know.
但是后来必明白。
You know, sometimes something happened at that moment, you don't understand why God allowed this to happen to me.
有的时候当下我们不明白为什么神让这种事情发生在我们身上。
You know, why I have to go through this sickness?
为什么我需要生病?
Didn't I go to church?
我每个礼拜都去教会。
Didn't I work for God?
我有做圣工。
Didn't I am a good Christian?
我是一个好的基督徒。
Why you allow this to happen to me or my family?
为什么神让这种事发生在我和我家人身上呢?
Look at so and so, they never go to church or never do holy work, they are better than me.
看看某某人, 他从来不来教会聚会, 也不做圣工, 结果他现在居然比我好。
They're healthier than me.
他比我健康。
Oh yeah, we have a lot of questions.
是啊, 我们永远都有很多的问题。
However, you know what?
那我们来想想。
The Bible tells us.
这里圣经这么告诉我们。
What did Mary do?
玛利亚做了什么?
She chose to believe first.
她选择了相信,
submit,
顺服,
and then she gradually understand God's will.
后来渐渐明白神的旨意了。
And then she became happy, she became joyful.
然后她就内心充满了喜乐。
Let's turn back to Luke chapter 1 verse 45.
我们回头来看路加福音第一章第45节。
Luke chapter 1 verse 45.
路加福音1章45节, 这相信的女子是有福的。 因为主对他所说的话都要应验。
Elizabeth told her, you are the one, this woman, you are the woman, you will believe and then you are blessed.
伊丽莎白对他这么说, 你是相信的女子, 是有福的。
See, not because you are blessed first, then you can believe, it's not like this.
这里我们要看清楚顺序, 不是先得到福气才相信。
Some people say, bless me first, show me, and then I'll believe.
有些人会这么说, 先把祝福给我, 然后我就相信了。
This is not the way.
这不是正确的顺序。
You have to believe first.
我们需要先相信。
And then when you believe, you submit, and then you understand God's will even more.
我们相信顺服了便明白神的旨意。
And then Mary then said, wow, she magnified the Lord in her heart.
玛利亚这边就这么说, 顺服了以后, 她说我心尊主为大。
So brother and sister, do you understand God's will?
所以弟兄姐妹们, 我们了解神的旨意吗?
Sometimes we are not so happy, we are not so joyful because we don't understand God's will.
有的时候我们内心没有快乐,
However, how can we understand God's will?
我们要怎么样明白神的旨意?
We understand God's will is we submit ourselves and follow it.
就是我们要先顺服,
There was a truth seeker.
以前有一个慕道朋友,
when she started coming to church, she only came during the evening.
她一开始只有来参加晚间的聚会,
because evening she has time.
因为晚上她有时间。
Saturday, she doesn't have time.
安息日她没有时间。
Because she has to teach piano.
因为她要教钢琴。
A lot of students are scheduled on Saturday.
很多学生都是周六来学钢琴。
But when later, when she comes to church to study the Bible,
后来她来教会读了圣经。
Oh, she understood Ten Commandments, keep the Sabbath.
她学会了十诫要守安息日。
She decided, okay, I'm going to believe it, I'm going to follow it.
她就决定要遵从神的话。
Even though she needs the money, she needs the students, she needs the hours.
虽然他需要赚这个钱，既然神这么说，我就要这么做。
So she rescheduled her all her students. So Saturday she's not teaching.
她把学生排开，所以星期六就不教琴了。
She's going to church.
然后来教会守安息日。
And miraculously, after a few months, when she looked back,
然后很神奇的，过了几个月以后，她往回看。
Ah, she tells, she testified.
她就这么跟我们做见证。
You know what? After I believe that, after I follow that, God really bless me.
当我决定相信、遵从神的话
，You know, even though I teach one day less,
神就有祝福我。虽然我少教了一天的琴
，But God add my student, let me have more student on the other days.
但是神增加了我学生的人数。
So overall, my incomes go up.
所以总而言之，我的收入还增加了。
I work one day less, but my incomes goes up.
我少做了一天，但是收入反而增加了。
This is really the blessing of God.
这就是神的祝福。
And now she understands God's will even more.
然后后来她就了解神的旨意。
Wow, the Bible is true.
圣经是真理。
Whatever God wants me to do, I have to follow.
神叫我怎么做，我就要遵从。
Brother and sister, do you understand God's will?
我们大家明白神的旨意吗
？If you understand God's will, you will be joyful.
我们如果明白神的旨意，我们内心就会充满喜乐。
But how can we understand God's will?
我们要怎么明白神的旨意
？Let's turn to Luke chapter 10, verse 21.
我们来看路加福音第十章第二十一节。
Luke 10:21.
路加福音十章二十一节，正当那时，耶稣被圣灵感动，就欢乐，说：“父啊！”天地的主，我感谢你，因为你将这些事向聪明通达的人就藏起来，向婴孩就显出来。父啊，是的，因为你的美意本是如此。
Here the Bible tells us Jesus rejoiced in the Holy Spirit.
这里说耶稣被圣灵感动就欢乐。
Why Jesus was so rejoicing, so happy?
为什么主耶稣这边这么喜乐，这么开心呢
？It's not because he get a prize or get a free gift from others.
并不是他得到了什么礼物。
He was rejoicing because he understands God's will now.
因为这里他了解了神的旨意。
And he also shared, you know, God's will, the Father's will, hide these things from the wise and understanding.
这里说神的旨意就是向聪明通达的人藏起来。
Sometimes you think, right? If you are smarter, you are wiser, you go to better school, you should be understand God's will even better, right?
有时候我们可能会这么说：我们比别人聪明，我们去上比较好的学校，我们应该更了解神的旨意。
Because a fast learner learn faster, this is the general rule.
因为如果我们学习很快，那应该能够明白神的旨意更好。
However, Jesus says the opposite.
那主耶稣这里就说，其实不是这样。
A lot of people they are wise, they are smart, but they don't understand God's will.
很多人有世上的聪明，但是却不了解神的旨意。
Because there are so many reasoning, so many arguments, so many things they try to do with God.
因为我们常常在心里想跟神商量或者是计较。
When God say this, they ask why? Why do I have to do it?
神这么说，然后他们就问说为什么要这样做
？When the Bible say no, you don't do this, they say why? Why couldn't do this?
圣经说不要这么做。
For example, Halloween is coming.
那他们就会心里想为什么不要
？According, for example, Halloween is coming up.
那我们知道万圣节要来了。
For these few weeks, a lot of people, especially young people, they really like waiting for Halloween to come.
我们知道这几个礼拜很多人都期待万圣节来。
Especially young children, trick or treat, and then go and then decorating the house.
很多小朋友期待要出去要糖果，还会装饰家里。
They say this is the culture. This is Canadian culture.
很多人说这是加拿大的文化。
And then we're just having fun.
我们只是好玩而已。
Why? Why there's harm? There's no harm. Everybody's doing that.
这样做没什么不好啊，大家都是这么做。
But if you look at the Bible, it's very clear.
如果我们看圣经，这讲得非常的清楚。
God is jealous God.
神是忌邪的神。
He hates sorcery. He hates witchcraft. He hates all the evil things.
神不喜欢巫术。
Because those are the scheme of the devil, they're trying to harm people or entice people to heart.
因为这是魔鬼的诡计，要陷害我们远离神。
There is nothing funny about those spiritually evil things.
这些其实并没有什么好玩的。
So the Bible says no, you shouldn't do this. As a Christian, you should separate yourself and don't do that.
所以圣经跟我们说，我们要跟世上分离开来，不可以做这些事情。
Now, if you are simple and humble,
那如果我们是简单的，是谦卑的
，like a little child.
像是小孩子一样。
Little child say, "Tell you don't do this." It's, "Oh, okay, I don't do this."
我们跟小朋友说别这么做，他们就说好。
But this is called a little child.
这就是小朋友。
It's not a teenager. You tell a teenager, argue with you, why, why I can't do it.
不是年轻人，我们跟年轻人说怎么样，他们就会一直说为什么，为什么。
Jesus said, "You know, how can you be joyful? How can you understand God's will? Be a little child."
主耶稣这里说，我们要怎么样得到从神来的喜乐，就是要像小孩子一样。
Simple, so simple faith.
我们的信仰其实很简单。
The more simple you are,
我们做人越简单。
The more God will reveal His will to you.
神就越向我们展现他的旨意。
Wow, I think God is so wonderful.
神非常的美好。
I think if God said, right, if you have to be smart.IQ 200, go to Harvard so that you can understand God's will. I think all of us kind of fail. Most of us don't understand God's will.
如果神跟我们说我们要很聪明，智商要200，还要去读哈佛，那我们没有人能够达得到。
God said, "You just be simple."
神说你们就简单的做就好了。
Just believe, and you understand. And then when you understand, you'll be even happy. You'll be so happy.
只要相信。只要然后神就会让我们明白他的旨意，让我们就得到喜乐。
Now, brother and sister, do you understand God's will?
我们有了解神的旨意吗
？Mary said, "I rejoice in the Lord."
玛利亚说，我在神里面喜乐。
Because she understand God's will now.
因为她现在明白神的旨意了。
She also understand one thing.
她也了解另外一件事情。
She understood that it's so precious to be chosen.
她明白被神拣选是多么的宝贵。
Let's all turn to 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 4.
我们来看彼得前书第二章第四节。
First Peter chapter 2 verse 4。
彼得前书第二章第四节，主乃活石，固然是被人所弃的，却是被神所拣选、所宝贵的。
Here said, Peter said, the Lord Jesus Christ, He was forsaken by men.
这里主耶这里说主耶稣是被人所弃的。
Just like You know, when you do a project, when you do renovation or home renovation, right? Sometimes you throw away the useless item.
就像我们如果装潢家里，我们会把不需要的东西丢掉。
Now, people throw away Jesus like junk.
很多世上的人把主耶稣像垃圾一样丢掉。
You know, we have a depot, right? Return depot or the recycling center.
那我们有垃圾场或是回收站。
People throw away garbage.
大家就把垃圾拿去丢。
People throw away Jesus.
世上的人把耶稣丢掉了。
They think Jesus is useless.
他们觉得耶稣是没有用的。
So they nail him on the cross.
所以把主耶稣钉了十字架。
Dump him everywhere.
把他丢了。
I think if not Joseph, that person apply for Jesus' body and bury it properly. I think they'll just dump Jesus' body anywhere. Nobody would take it.
如果不是约瑟去把耶稣的身体要了来，他们一定就是把耶稣的身体随便丢了。
You know, they really regard Jesus as junk.
他们真的是把主耶稣当作是垃圾。
Because they don't see the value of Jesus.
因为他们看不到耶稣的宝贵。
They don't know He is the King of Kings, Lord of Lords.
他们不知道他们是万王之王、万主之主。
They didn't know He is God Himself.
他们不知道主耶稣其实就是神。
So they dump it, dump Him.
所以他们把他像垃圾一样抛弃了。
But Peter said, you know, to God, Jesus is so precious.
这里彼得说，其实主耶稣对神来说是最宝贵的。
Because He's the chosen one.
因为他是神所拣选的。
He is sent by God.
他是神派来的。
So this verse is so precious. It says, "Chosen by God and precious to Him."
所以这里说是神所拣选、所宝贵的。
What does it tell us here?
这告诉我们什么呢
？The value of the world and God is always very different.
这告诉我们世上的价值跟神的价值其实非常不一样。
Something very valuable in the eyes of the world.
这世上所宝贝的东西。
Like money.
像金钱
，fame，
或者像名誉
，enjoyment，
或者像享乐
，everybody is working hard to get those。
很多人都是努力来赚取这些事情。
But to God, there's no value。
但是对神来说，这些事情都是没有价值的。
Those will pass away。
这些都会有一天会离开我们远去。
But to God, something very valuable。
但是对神来说，有一件东西非常有价值。
That's chosen by Him, work for Him。
被他所拣选，替他工作的。
But to the world, it's very, very low value.
这个对世上的人来说是非常低价的。
For example, you're working for the church.
举例来说，我们替教会做圣工。
You know, sometimes there was a brother who always helped the church work.
以前有一个弟兄，永远一直都来帮教会做圣工。
Weekdays go to church, weekend go to church.
他不管是周末还是周间都来教会。
Even weekend, go to do the lawn for the church, and then receiving brother and sister, doing a lot of things.
他会来教会接待弟兄姐妹，还会帮教会割草。
And then he has a friend who is not a Christian.
那他在外面有一个朋友不是基督徒。
And the friend one day asked him.
这个朋友有一天就这么问他了。
He said, "Hey, you know what? How much did the church pay you? You go to church like 3 or 4 times a week."
那这个朋友就说：“你一个礼拜去教会3-4次，教会付了你多少钱啊
？”And then you help so much. How much did the church pay you?
你做这么多工，赚了多少钱
？Because they thought that, right? You go to church and do so much work, you must be paid from the church.
因为外面的人觉得我们一直来教会做这么多工，一定是有收入的。
And the brother replied him smiling. He said, "No, I didn't get paid. I'm a volunteer."
那这个弟兄就笑笑的对他朋友说。我没有收任何的费用，我就是自愿的。
And the opposite, I have to offer to the church.
然后我还要给教会奉献。
And the friend asked him, "Wow, you're so I don't understand why you do this."
然后他朋友就说，我真的没办法明白你为什么这么做。
Meaning that you're wasting your time, you're wasting your money, you're doing something.
你做这么做简直就是浪费时间又浪费金钱。
You know, really for the world, they don't understand what we are doing.
真的，世界不了解我们为什么要这么做。
They think we are wasting your time.
世界觉得我们在浪费时间。
Just like Mary，
就像玛利亚。
In the eyes of the world, she is very unlucky. She is very like a lacking of luck.
世界用世界的眼光来看她，她真的是非常的倒霉。
Why? She is chosen to bear a child before she was pregnant, before she is married.
哦，她婚前还是童女就被选上要怀孕。
And then she will be mocked, she will be looked down by other people when her belly is getting bigger and bigger each day.
她肚子一天一天大，只会被人家嘲笑，被人家贬低。
And her life will be a tough one.
她的生活一定是非常的艰难。
If you look at the whole story later, we know Mary's life is very tough.
其实我们事情一直看下去，我们知道玛利亚的生活真的很艰难。
You know, while she's pregnant, she has to go to Egypt to flee away from the trouble politically.
她挺着大肚子，还需要逃到埃及去。
And then later she come back.
后来他回来。
And then, wow, give birth in the manger.
然后在马槽生了。
And then live a poor life.
然后住了过了一个穷困的生活。
So just to raise up Jesus.
只为了把主耶稣基督拉拔长大。
And then she faced so much pressure.
她也承受了世界上带给她很多的压力。
And the most important point is she didn't get paid.
然后还有一点就是她也没有因为这件事情得到什么薪水。
I think if today you are babysitter for somebody's child, right?You got charged, and then I was told the price are pretty good.
今天我们如果去当保姆，其实可以得到一个不错的薪水。
Right now, God knows, angel told Mary, right? You have to give birth for God's son in your womb, right? So she's a babysitter.
今天天使就来跟玛利亚说，现在你就怀孕了，然后你还要照顾这个孩子长大。
And it's a child of God, right? Son of God. It's not only your child; it's God's child.
这是神的孩子，不是只是你自己的孩子。
At least God have to pay him, right?
那神应该付给玛利亚一些薪水吧
？Sorry, no pay.
抱歉，没有薪水。
You have to pay to feed him.
你需要花钱养大他。
Wow, I think this kind of job nobody like.
这大概没有人喜欢这种工作。
If you use the worldly perspective, yes, it is very silly to do that.
如果我们用世界上的眼光来看这件事，那其实这是非常傻的。
But if you look at God's perspective, it is so precious to be chosen.
那如果我们用神的眼光来看，被拣选是何等的宝贵。
So brother, sister, how do you look at yourself?
兄弟姐妹们，我们是怎么看自己呢
？You are chosen now.
我们现在被拣选了。
Do you think you are very unlucky, so you have to do all this, or you think, wow, you know what? I'm so lucky. I'm so blessed.
我们是觉得自己好倒霉哦，需要做这些事，还是觉得哇，真是太棒了
？For example, if you're chosen to be a holy worker,
如果你被选来做圣工
，What do you think?
你怎么样感觉呢
？Oh, lacking of luck, I'm nominated this time. Probably I'll be elected.
哎呀，我居然被人家提名了，真是太惨了。
Is there any way I can my name can be unlisted?
有没有办法把我的名字从名单上拿下来呢
？Oh, if you are elected, say, okay, I have to submit, but I only do 2 years.
那如果我们不幸被选上了，我们需要安慰自己说，只有当2年了。
I'll just endure these 2 years.
那我就忍忍就过了吧。
Because I have spent so much time.
因为我需要替教会花很多的时间。
Oh, do you think that you know what? I don't know how long I can do it, but if I'm chosen, I'm so blessed. I'll try my best.
还是我们能这样说呢？这是很宝贵，我们被选上了，那我就是尽力做好每一件事情。
No matter you are RE teachers,
那不管我们是宗教教育系的老师,
or church council members,
或者是职务会的人员,
or the church assign you to do anything,
或者是教会安排我们做任何的事情,
yes, it's a very hard job.
是的, 可能是艰难的工作,
even require you to sacrifice a little bit.
需要我们牺牲一些,
but how do you view this?
我们怎么看待这件事?
If you rejoice in the Lord,
如果我们在神里面喜乐,
you will also rejoice in what you do for God.
我们也会在替神做的工里面喜乐,
because you love God so much.
因为我们很爱神,
wow, I have chance I can repay him.
这是很好的机会, 能够回报神,
I have chance I can serve him.
这是很好的机会, 能够服侍神,
I'm so precious to be chosen.
这被拣选是何等的宝贵。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy 14:2.
我们来看生命记,
Deuteronomy chapter 14 verse 2.
14章第二节,
Deuteronomy 14 verse 2.
生命记 14章第二节, 因为你归耶和华你神为圣洁的名, 耶和华从地上的万民中拣选你, 特作自己的子民。
Here the Bible said we are so blessed because we have been set apart and chosen for God.
这里圣经说, 我们其实, 非常的特别, 被分开, 还有拣选。
For example, today you cannot do Halloween celebration.
今天我们不能庆祝万圣节。
How do you think it?
我们对这件事感觉如何?
Oh, what a pity, right? If I'm not a true church member, I could have done Halloween.
真可惜, 我如果不是真耶稣教会的信徒, 那我就可以去庆祝万圣节了。
You know what? Other churches are doing Halloween too. They allow it. Why our church didn't allow it?
其实别的教会也都有在庆祝万圣节, 为什么我们教会不可以?
Well, the answer is very simple.
其实答案很简单。
Because other church, they don't belong to God.
因为其他的教会, 不是在神里面的。
They have so many traditions, wrong teachings they don't know.
他们有非常多的, 错误的教导。
But you know, because you are chosen in the true church.
其实我们明白我们是在真教会里面。
So God has chosen us, just like in the past, God has chosen the Israelites.
因为神拣选了我们, 就像在过去, 神拣选了以色列人。
So that's why we have to feel very blessed, we rejoice in God.
所以我们其实是有非常有福气的, 我们要在神里喜乐。
You know, we should say, thank God, you know, I don't have to be related to all these evil things.
我们要感谢神, 我们不需要跟这些邪恶的事情牵扯在一起。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy 18.
我们来看生命记 18章,
verse 9 to 10.
第9到第10节。
Deuteronomy 18, verse 9 to 10.
生命记 18章第9到第10节, 你到了耶和华你神所赐的地, 那些国民所行可憎恶的事, 你不可学着行。
Verse 10.
你们中间不可有人使儿女惊火, 也不可有占卜的, 观照的, 用法术的, 行邪术的。
11.
11节, 用迷术的, 教鬼的, 行巫术的, 过阴的。
Now here God already warned the people of Israel, when you settle down in the land of Canaan, you should not learn from their practice.
这里神已经警告选民了, 你们到迦南地住下来, 不可以学那些国民做这些事情。
What kind of practice they had?
他们做什么事情呢?
Sorcery.
行巫术。
Of course, they burn up their children to offer to their God too.
还有他们把小孩子陷在火里面。
Besides on that, they have sorcery.
他们还有行邪术的,
witchcraft.
行法术的,
all the things that they deal with the devil.
这些跟魔鬼一起做的事情。
So those are the practice of the pagan or the unbelievers.
这些是不信神所做的事情。
You are chosen people, so you are not doing that.
我们是神所拣选的, 所以我们不可以做这些事。
Because you are not related to that.
因为我们跟魔鬼没有关系。
You belong to God.
我们是属于神的。
So how do you see it, brother and sister?
所以, 兄弟姐妹们, 我们要怎么做呢?
Wow, if you look at the Bible, you say, I'm so blessed, you know, the devil cannot touch me, the devil cannot harm me.
我们其实需要觉得自己很幸运, 因为魔鬼不能够来碰我们。
Sometimes I look at people who decorate their house like a witchcraft or a tomb or very evil, like scary things.
有的时候我在路上看到人家把家里装潢成, 装饰成好像是鬼屋啊, 或者是坟墓。
You know, I really don't know what they are thinking.
我不懂他们心里怎么想。
If one day those things become alive, right, talking to them or walking around in their house, are they happy or are they scared to death?
如果这些装饰有一天变成真的, 还会活起来跟你说话,
right.
那大家一定吓死了。
If one day the house is full of devil, devil come every day to lock their door.
如果这些房子每天都是魔鬼来的话,
are they going to happy or sad? or crazy.
住在里面的人会开心吗？大概会发疯吧。
Of course, nowadays people heart is so empty.
现在的人心里非常空虚。
They're so bored.
大家都很无聊。
But they don't ask God to come to their house, but they try to decorate their house like a witchcraft things.
但是他们不请神来他们家里，反而把家里装饰成这些行巫术的样子。
However, we don't judge them, but we are the chosen people of God.
我们不说他们怎么样，但是要记得我们自己是神的选民。
So Mary, her faith has grown up.
所以我们看到玛利亚她的信心进步了。
In the beginning, she's joyful just because of herself.
一开始她因为自己的原因而喜乐。
But now, when she grows,
现在她的信心进步了。
She said, "My spirit has rejoiced in the Lord, God my Savior."
她说我的灵在神里面喜乐。
Let's sing hymn 435.
我们一起唱诗435首。